Hello and welcome back to the Style Stories podcast with me, your host, personal stylist, Lisa Gilby. I am back in the chair this week by myself. I'm doing a solo podcast today all around workwear and the six wardrobe pieces I think you need to get a fantastic work wardrobe. I've recently had a lot of great guests on the podcast. It's been brilliant because I do love a chat. And it's just interesting to get different perspectives on style as well. So have a listen back to my most recent episodes. There are lots and lots of gems in there. But it does feel quite nice just to sit here and talk to the microphone to you by myself about one of my favourite subjects, which is curating a fantastic work wardrobe. Let me tell you why, because we spend most of our time at work. And your work wardrobe can really help you to boost how you feel in your confident self, boost your career at work. It can make you feel great so you can really focus on the big stuff. So the big tasks that you have to do at work, and I'm sure lots of you are under a lot of pressure. I work with a lot of very senior lawyers, bankers, hedge fund managers, people like that in and around the City of London. And they're all making many, many decisions in a day. They're under a lot of pressure. They work a lot of hours. The last thing they want to do in their spare time is traipse around the shops trying to pull together a fantastic work wardrobe. So I'm here to make it easy. And the items I'm going to talk about today are things that work for my clients time and time again. These are the items that I personally select for my clients when I'm shopping for them. That creates a really wearable and functional work wardrobe that is also up to date and stylish as well. Gone are the days of just reaching for the simple suit, throwing it on, dressing in a power suit kind of way. That was back in the 80s. We've moved on from then. You can bring a lot more personality into the workplace nowadays. And I know some people would rather go back to the old days of being able to just throw on a suit because it was easy. But actually, you do perform a lot better when you feel more comfortable and like yourself at work. And there isn't just one way to look smart either. You know, it doesn't mean that you have to dress in a very formal, corporate kind of way in order to be taken seriously and in order to look very professional, polished and pulled together at work. It's really possible to have a few stylish outfits so that when you throw a stylish outfit on in the morning, you actually feel excited about what you're wearing to work. It puts that spring in your step when you walk out of the door. And, you know, we all deserve to have that. And life's busy, it's difficult, it's complicated, all of those things. So let's have some key pieces in the wardrobe that you can go to time and time again. So when your boss maybe says to you, okay, Lisa, you're standing up tomorrow, you're doing a presentation to the whole marketing team in front of, you know, 80 people or more, 800 people on a stage. You've got the thing, you've got something to reach for. Maybe your boss is never going to say that to you. Maybe your boss is just going to say, can you host the morning briefing? Can you host the weekly catch up? Whatever it is, or you need to be on camera, or you need to pitch for some business. There are many different scenarios I can come up with, but you know, just to have something you can reach for in your wardrobe that makes you feel fantastic is such a game changer. It really, really is. I obviously talk a lot about this because it's my job, it's my passion, but I see it time and time again. When people hire me to sort their wardrobe out, what I'm actually getting for them is confidence and taking away from the mental load. So that's the result of it. It's not just about getting a nice new dress. You know, if you think it's just about that, then you're missing a trick. Your clothes are an extension of your identity. They help you to be perceived in a really professional way at work, and it helps, you know, helps others to perceive you in that way. And you can control that narrative, and it's non-verbal communication, so it's instant as well. So if you're going for an interview or anything like that, it's really important to create that first impression in the right way and for others to see you in a positive light. And it's called the halo effect. So when you look pulled together, people immediately assume everything about you is together, in inverted commas, and you are a together, organized, professional person. You want to be there. You're showing up in the right way. So that's why I'm doing another podcast around workwear for spring summer 2024. There are six items that I highly recommend that you have on rotation in your wardrobe that work together beautifully to make sure you've always got the right thing to wear. Now, these are six categories. Within a couple of the categories, there's more than one. So it's actually more than six actual items, but you'll get what I mean in a minute when I dive into that. Obviously, I'm just talking about these on the podcast. Wouldn't it be great if you could see the items and shop the items as well? So the items that I've pulled together for this mini work wardrobe capsule, I would like you to be able to click and shop and buy them to make life even easier for you. So if you would like to do that and to see my suggestions of these pieces, then you just need to sign up to my newsletter. And in the next couple of days, I'm going to be sending out a newsletter that has one of my shoppable boards on there. So I curate this board with this fantastic app that I use called Hue and Stripe, and it has all my suggestions on there, and you simply find what you like, click it, and it takes you straight through to the website. So that's going to be out in a couple of days time, my shoppable board, so you can shop the pod and you can shop the workwear items I'm suggesting here. If you want to do that, just go to the show notes and sign up to my newsletter in the link that I'm going to put down in the show notes. So before I dive into the actual items that I recommend that you get for a fantastic work wardrobe, just want to talk to you about the masterclass I did recently. So at the end of March, I think it was the 24th of March, I did a brand new masterclass for 2024. This is how to get a great wardrobe and the joy of dressing up. I went through the steps it takes to get a really fantastic wardrobe, what you need to know to make sure your wardrobe flows, is functional and works for you. And once you know these steps and you can dive a bit deeper into the things that truly make your heart sing, you can then shop with a lot more intent and you can shop in a more focused way and have less clothes in your wardrobe, but more outfits. Does that sound good? I think that is what all of us want, to look pulled together, but not have stacks of clothes in our wardrobe that you have to fumble around through each morning when you're going to work, you've got something important on, or when you get invited to a social event, you literally have no idea what to wear, yet that old chestnut of having just loads of clothes in the wardrobe. It's really frustrating. It's a worldwide problem. It really is that people have when it comes to their wardrobes. And, you know, I have just come up with some really key things that you can do to make sure that you understand your personal style and what you truly need in your wardrobe to get a fantastic wardrobe. So it's the three pillars of style, the joy of dressing up. It's my brand new free masterclass that I did on the 24th of March. You can grab that recording to watch at your leisure. You just need to click the link that I'm going to put in the show notes below this podcast episode. So watch my masterclass and you'll really get some fantastic tips and gems to sort your wardrobe out. The next thing I want to talk about before I dive into the six work wardrobe updates is that I've also launched a new product, a new service to work with me. So I usually work one-to-one with my clients. I go to their house, edit their wardrobe, and then we shop together to refresh the wardrobe. So if you're interested in that, check out my website, lisagilbystyle.com. But this new service is something that I've launched because I have a lot of international listeners to the podcast and also people up and down the UK. And I wanted to be able to work with more people in a kind of, you know, more entry-level way. So I've created an hour to help you with your wardrobe. It's going to be held on Zoom. So you book me, you can book me directly straight into the calendar with the link I'm going to put in the show notes. Choose an hour that I have free and I will look inside your wardrobe on Zoom. I will help you to get your three style words. So I will help you to really nail your style personality. And I will also send you links to five items I think you need in your wardrobe to fill the gaps. I'll also identify the gaps with you so we know what's missing from your wardrobe and why it might not be working for you, why you've maybe lost your style mojo at the moment, and which direction we need your wardrobe to go in. So I can do all of that in this new power hour. It's called the 60-minute styling session. 60-minute styling session. If you're interested in that, you can read more and book directly into my diary, with the link that I'm going to put in the show notes. Right, now we're going to get on with the main part of the show. So, 6 work wardrobe updates. So these are the 6 categories, these are the 6 pieces that I think make a fantastic work wardrobe, and I have seen work time and time again in real life on my real life clients. Let's get into it. So first, wide leg trousers. Wide leg trousers are everywhere. They have been for a long time. They're not going anywhere. If you want to look modern and up to date, I recommend getting a wide leg pair of trousers, high waisted as well. And they look good on curves. They look good on petites. So I do have resistance. People sometimes say, you know, I'm petite, I can't wear wide leg trousers. It isn't true. You can. And especially if you wear a high waisted version of wide leg trousers, it's going to elongate your legs. So go for a high waisted. You might need to get them tailored, but I'm going to run through my favorite brands. So Bowden, number one, do 3 different lengths of trousers. They do fantastic wide leg trousers. Also, colorful trousers are in at the moment as well. So yellow, red, green, they're the colors that I'm seeing a lot of. If you want to really update your wardrobe and look modern, then getting a pair of wide leg trousers in a colour is another direction you could go in to really refresh your style. If that's a bit of a step too far and you don't want to wear coloured trousers, just go for the classic navy, black, or maybe a light oatmeal colour for the upcoming summer. So Bowden do 3 different lengths. M&S do different lengths. They do great wide leg trousers. Arquette, they're probably longer, I would say. So if you're tall, go to Arquette. Same with COS as well. They do long trousers, fantastic wide leg tailored trousers. Pleated tailored at the top as well. That's quite a nice modern look. If you've got a bit of a tummy, then don't go for pleats at the front. Go for flat fronted and if you can, side zip trousers because they look really flattering on hips and tummies rather than having lots of material bunched up at the front if you're conscious of your tummy at all. Also, Whistles, they do really, really great wide leg trousers. Jigsaw, they're brilliant for tailoring as well. Really, really good. And do lots of warm colours. So if you're into like warm burgundies and warm greens and things like that, then Jigsaw is your store to go to. I think they're mostly online nowadays, to be honest. And also another mostly online brand is Cezanne. Cezanne, if you listen to the podcast or look at any of my styled boards or blogs, you'll know I'm a huge, huge Cezanne fan. They are fantastic. They're so amazing. And their trousers are around kind of £130 mark. So not too bad. Beautiful trousers. Lots of colours again in there. So as I said, coloured wide leg trousers are really on trend at the moment and they look super stylish and fresh. So try Cezanne for those. M&M is the one that I always mention on the podcast because they just do incredible trousers. So if you work in quite a corporate environment, they do a lot of trousers for that workplace, but also they do really cool, extreme wide leg trousers. If you're a bit more of a fashionista, then go for their really, really wide trousers. If you don't like wide trousers, it might not be a looking, you know, style thing. It might be that you don't feel right in them and you don't want to wear them. Your office is very conservative maybe and you don't want to wear something a bit fashion forward in your office. In that case, go for the classic 7/8 trouser. So the cropped tailored trouser is nice coming into spring summer, and the place I recommend for those again is Bowden. They've got such a great selection and they cater for petites, so they're really, really great. Okay, the next one that I recommend, the next piece to have in your wardrobe is a silk blouse, specifically silk, get my S's out, because it looks elevated. It just looks a lot more polished. You look more expensive. You look luxe. You look, you know, a bit more professional. So a silk blouse, I'd go for one in a plain colour, so maybe an ivory, and one in a lovely pattern. At least you need more. You need probably more than that if you're in the office 5 days a week. If you're hybrid working, you might need less. So, you know, your wardrobe always needs to match your lifestyle. And if you can get your colours done, that's a really good thing to do. So you know whether you should be wearing cream or white, or maybe you should be wearing more like the warmer colours that I've mentioned. you know, what are your colors? Are you cool or are you warm? And I cover this actually in my free style masterclass. So click below to grab that and give that a watch, and that will help to guide you with the colors that suit you. So silk blouses, I love Reiss. They do really good silk blouses, quite a classic brand, I would say. M&M, again, they do brilliant pussy bow blouses, which I'm really into because I love a bit of a 70s vibe. If I was working in an office these days, one of my outfit choices, I think, would be a pair of wide leg trousers from Cezanne paired with a pussy bow blouse and a pair of block heels. To me, that would be a great outfit. It would still feel like me. It would still speak to my style, personality and my vibe, but I'd still look professional as well. If you can marry all of those things together, then you've got a great outfit, and an outfit that's going to make you feel really, really confident. So M&M is great for silk blouses and also Jigsaw as well. So remember, I'm going to put lots of actual recommendations that you can click and buy into the newsletter, which is going to be coming out later this week, so you can shop the pod. The next thing that I recommend is a presentation dress. So this is a dress when your boss says to you, right, you're standing up in front of the marketing team tomorrow to deliver the quarterly results or whatever it is that you do. A dress, a go-to dress. You're having your headshot maybe at work. You know, you've got an important meeting, you've got a pitch. So I really recommend a bit of a tailored dress for this. Now, I know that those really fitted kind of LK Bennett style boardroom dresses are dated, right? They do look a bit dated, and the cast of The Apprentice still wear them, even though The Apprentice has been around for like 12 years and they still wear the same outfits that they wore all those years ago. That it can look dated, but there are some really modern, beautifully cut tailored dresses if you work in a really formal environment or you've got a very, very senior job. So you're a CFO or you're a partner in a law firm, you know, all those kinds of jobs there that require a bit more tailoring, I would go for the fold. So the fold purely cater for people that work, women that work in a corporate environment, and they have some great tailored dresses. So that's the fold. Hobbs as well, and Hobbs do a fantastic petite range, and also they've got such a good range of sizes in the fold, in Hobbs, excuse me, as well. So I think they go all the way up to, I think, a size 22. So check out Hobbs. Karen Millen do some great, really affordable, lovely tailored dresses that could be your presentation dress. And Victoria Beckham, if you've got the budget, that's like the creme de la creme. She does amazing tailored dresses. She's all about tailoring clean lines, super smart, super professional. So if you've got the budget, Victoria Beckham. Just a quick word on dresses. If you are going on a stage or you're under lights, sometimes, even if you've got great arms, sometimes those sorts of lights can really highlight any like skin burn and that kind of thing on your arms, and your arms can end up looking a bit like corned beef on camera. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because that's me, basically. So it might not be you. You might have completely perfect skin. I'm freckly and slightly cellulite on my arms. So I have been on camera before and it just highlights all the flaws. So if I was doing something on a stage, I would choose a dress that has sleeves. You might have the most toned arms or it might not bother you, but I'm just highlighting that. Okay, so the presentation dress is really, really crucial, but also a dress for summer. You don't want to be in this tailored wool structured dress when we get those, you know, hellish few weeks sometimes in summer when it gets a heat wave. So I would recommend also having in your workwear wardrobe a summery dress, and for work, I really, really love a shirt dress because a shirt dress still looks professional. It's got collar, buttons. Now, if you've got big boobs, that might not work. I know there's a lot of poppage at the front sometimes that can occur when you wear buttoned up things at the front if you've got particularly large boobs. So in that case, maybe don't go for a shirt dress style. There are lots of lovely cotton dresses around that are really light. So natural fibres is what you want to look for. Linen or cotton, something that is going to keep you really cool in the hot summer months, but still looks professional. And I'll put these suggestions on the shoppable board that I'm going to send out in the mail in the newsletter later this week. So the brands that I love for those sorts of summery workwear dresses are Me&M, Hobbs Again, Bowden Again, Whistles and COS. And COS do some fantastic cotton dresses that are really super stylish as well. Okay, so next up is jackets. So if you've listened to my newsletter, read my blog, or if you're in my free Facebook group, which is called Style Power with Lisa Gilby, you'll know that I am a huge advocate of jackets. Some people think that, you know, just having one tailored jacket in their wardrobe is enough, and it really isn't. I've been a stylist for 14 years. I've seen inside hundreds of wardrobes, and I dress very senior people as well. And just from my experience point of view, if you've got a few jackets, you've got a few outfits. In fact, you could, you know, if you're in an office where you can wear smart jeans and a top, then if you've just got a few jackets, you've already got a rotation of fantastic outfits. You know, one in a colour, one tailored, one cropped, one long, one checked. Then you've just got loads and loads of outfits, and you don't need to spend a fortune if you haven't got a big budget. So places I love for jackets are Zara. And Zara do great tailored jackets in bright colours or in neutrals. They also do really good sort of boucle jackets, so the cropped boxy jacket that I love. They do have quite cheap buttons on those sometimes, though, I find. So, you know, if you're a bit nifty with the needle, it might be a good idea to buy a jacket from Zara, and then you can maybe change the buttons on it to elevate it a bit, so upcycle it. So Zara do great ones. Mango do great boucle jackets as well. Me&M, fabulous jackets. I always recommend them, but they're at the higher end of the price range. And Cezanne. So Cezanne do brilliant ones. And if you would wear a suit as a whole, it can look really trendy. And Cezanne do really great shapes as well, if you want to wear a whole suit, trouser suit I'm talking about. So check out them for jackets and make sure you've got a few options in your wardrobe, because it really is going to help to get dressed quickly and easily in the morning and to look polished and pulled together as well. So the next thing is stylish flat shoes. So flat shoes are having a massive moment. I mean, they've been around obviously forever, but this particular year they are having a full moment. And I think what's happening is we're moving away from that look of a dress with white trainers. It feels a bit dated now. That's a great look because you can look feminine, but also you're practical because you've got your trainers on, so you can run for the tube, you know, you can run here and there and it's easy. But it definitely feels like we need an update. So flat shoes are in Mary Jane's, you know, you could even go for a Block Hill Mary Jane. So something flat with a single strap is really nice as well. Ballet flats are huge and they are everywhere. Not everyone loves those because they are super, super flat. So it's not that great for your back. So obviously you need to choose what's good for you. But I have got a gorgeous pair of leopard print Bowden flat ballet flats that just look fantastic with straight leg crop jeans. They look good with baggy jeans. They look good with tailored trousers. They look good with dresses. So places I would look for some stylish flats are Bowden, who do have such a brilliant selection, and also LK Bennett as well. So LK Bennett have got really good choice of flats. And then number six is longer length skirts. So this is sort of new into my countdown this year. You'll be seeing a lot of maxi skirts around, particularly white. So there are lots of white maxi skirts around. There is a boho revival, and I will talk about this on the podcast next time. But, you know, going for the long pleated, longer length maxi skirt is really nice with a pair of heels or something at work. I got one of my clients a couple of weeks ago, a really lovely one from Sandro, which is a scarf print, satin, gorgeous long skirt that she's just going to wear with a tucked in white fitted blouse. So always tuck in if you can. That's always my advice. Things always look better tucked in, or with one of those longer length skirts in a gorgeous print, maybe pleated satin. They look great with t-shirts, but they look good if you're going sort of flowing on the bottom half and longer on the bottom half. You want to try and go neat and fitted on the top half. So Sandro is great for those skirts. Whistles, COS and Arquette as well. So that's my rundown today of the six items, the super six items I think you need to get a fantastic work wardrobe. If you want to shop the pod, remember to click the link and sign up to my newsletter, and I will have a little selection ready for you to be released either tomorrow or Friday. So I'm recording this podcast on the 24th of April. Thank you so much for listening. Back in the saddle by myself. I quite enjoyed that. If there's anything in particular you would like me to cover here on the podcast, I always love hearing from you. Drop me an email, lisa@lisagilbystyle.com. Please remember to hit the follow button so you know when new episodes are coming out. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please remember to leave me a review too. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.